Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Sometimes you have to go back to the basics to keep yourself motivated. And then other times, you must seek new ways to just get off your ass and get things done. So let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. On this podcast, I talk about everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibrations, changes your habits, your beliefs, so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. Last week, I must address this before I go any further into this episode. Last week, I had an episode prepared, and you know, Spotify and Anchor wouldn't let me be great, okay? I had created a playlist because I was on the road, I was doing vacation, and I'll get into that in this episode, but just know that your girl was prepared, but they wouldn't let me be great. But it's all good. I'm back this week, and we're going to talk about getting back to the basics, okay? When I started this episode, I looked at the clock, and it was 11:11. And if you listen to my angel numbers episode, you know what that means. That means, you know, divine wisdom is flowing in. And, you know, things are aligned, okay? So, back to the basics. Let's get into it. So, some of the most motivated people in the world, all right? You talking about the Les Browns out here, the Ralph Smarts, the ETs, all right? The Eric Thomases, all right? What's that one guy name? He always, Robbins. Tony Robbins, yes, the Tony Robbins, all right? Even the most motivated people, you and me, okay? We can feel unmotivated at times. It happens. It's just what it is, okay? Because we think that what we're going after is too difficult. We think that. And we feel like we've hit a plateau. Like it just, you know, smacked us in the face to the point where we don't feel like doing anything related to any goal or achieving anything. You know, it happens. That's life. You know, I'm letting you know right now, fam, that you are not alone if you feel like this. Because your girl has been feeling like this, and I told you about this in the previous episode. So when I speak about going back to the basics, and I want to break down what I mean, I'm talking about the things that motivated you in the beginning. Revisit and review those things. Are you still doing those things consistently? Or are you not working? That's not what I meant to say. Are you still doing those things consistently? Or are they not working for you anymore? Basically is what I'm saying. Like they used to. Like journaling, okay? I don't do it consistently. Every now and then I do it. I probably do it once a week to where I was doing it every day. Because, you know, I've kind of moved off into, instead of journaling, just consistently praying every day, every day, every day. And, you know, in my mind, that justifies me not journaling. But anyways, so you just have to revisit and review those things that worked and, you know, was no longer working. Okay, what I found is that some things still motivate me and other things don't, you know, and others I've forgotten completely about. And that's just what it is. And maybe what works for me won't work for you. So that's something you need to figure out. But the one thing that has always kept me in a positive mindset is my favorite word. Gratitude. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. An expression of appreciation for what you have. And notice I said what you have for the people in the back. Gratitude is an expression for what you have. Appreciation for what you have, not what you want, and not what you're trying to get. It's acknowledging the goodness in your life. All right? That's already there. Not once you get there. Okay? That's what's been helping me stay grounded. It's been keeping me grounded. Back to the basics. Practice what you've already learned. And I'll admit, when you're not motivated anymore, it's hard to get back started again to the point where you don't want to even think about it. That's how it is. And that's not good for too long, because not thinking about it will become a habit. For the people in the back not listening, not thinking about your goals and your dreams will become a habit to where they are no longer in the front of your mind. All right? That's not the solution. You got to catch yourself before you get to that point. In the previous episode, y'all remember how I said I was trying to do too much, you know, and I needed to sit my ass down somewhere. All right? Y'all remember that? Well, that's exactly what I did over these past few weeks. My energy was completely depleted because I was trying to do this, that, and the other all at once. And I needed to replenish my energy. So, last week, I took a mini vacation, okay? This week and last week, vacation time for me, okay? I hopped in my car and I drove to Humpback. I drove to Mississippi, okay, for some downtime, all right, for some fun time, for some away time, because sometimes you just got to get away to clear your mind. And I told y'all, long drives does that for me. It does it for me. So you have to find out what does it for you. And FYI, I'm still in vacay mode till Monday, and I'll explain that as I go further into this episode. But I had to get this episode out of me, okay? So that's why I'm here. I'm going to show up, all right? Y'all know I love y'all as much as I love myself. And if I got to show up for myself, I'm going to show up for y'all too. So if you're like me and most of the people in this world trying to accomplish two or three goals at once, choose one goal for now. And focus. I mean, put all of your attention on that one goal completely. It's difficult when you want to do so much, all right, at the same time. But trust me, it works, all right? It's difficult, but it works. Focus on one thing. This particular tip, if you want to call it that, has worked for me in the past when I completed my Oracle card deck. All right, and you can purchase that in my Etsy shop over at Unlock the Magic Shop. I'm going to throw that plug in there. You know, this deck was designed by me. I did all the artwork. I did all the written work, all right, the writing and everything. You know, it was designed by yours truly. So back to the basics means do one thing at a time. If you're trying to lose weight, then lose weight only. If you're trying to run a business, lose weight, go to school, work a 9-to-5, do this and do that. You know, like my boy Headcrack said, make sure you have the bandwidth, okay, to handle it if you're trying to do all of these things. Because if you keep stretching yourself wide and thin, you're going to blow a fuse. And in other words, you're going to burn yourself out and one or the other going to fall short. Okay, that's just what it is. You know, you're going to fall short in one of those areas. Either you're not going to be losing the weight you want to lose. Either you're not going to be running your business the way you want to do it. You're not going to be doing well in school like you want to. You get my drift, okay? The other thing is, in the beginning, you know, we feel all inspired. We feel inspired to get things done. But somewhere down the road, that inspiration kind of fades away. Like some laundry you didn't wash too many times, okay? So back to the basics means find what inspires you again. Look for people who are already doing what you're trying to do. Read a book. You know, that always does it for me. I always find the right words to spark that fire within me. And if that's not for you, if reading is not your thing, okay, there are multiple sources of inspiration in this world. All you need to do is seek it. Get excited about it, all right? And build on that momentum. Keep that same energy moving forward. Talk to people who are genuinely, and that's the key word in this sentence, people who are genuinely as excited as you are about your endeavors. Don't just go telling anybody, okay? Because everybody ain't for you, for the people in the back. Everybody ain't for you and your dreams and your goals and your ideas. And if you ain't got nobody to talk to a stranger. Because it's the people that don't know you who sometimes have the most faith in you. And that's just what it is. If you know, then you know. These are just things that I had to remind myself of these past few weeks. You know, I get absent-minded sometimes, like we all do at times. You know, from time to time, your girl gets absent-minded. And, you know, I try my best to remember, okay? So I create these episodes to keep us aware. So now that you found that inspiration again, okay, you found inspiration and you're excited about it. And now it's time to figure out when you're going to start again. All right. And what I found is that if I have a goal and I say, I'm going to start tomorrow, you know, most likely it never gets started. You know, that's just the facts, okay? You know, because that's a common mistake we make. We feel like, and if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but we feel like the sooner we start, the quicker it gets done, right? The sooner we start it, the quicker it gets done, and we're going to see those results immediately. But in actuality, it never gets done because we never plan on how it's going to get done. We don't make a plan. We just do. We dive in head first, all right? And by diving in head first can cause us to have a headache at times, okay? It could have you thinking that this is the right thing for me to do right here, right now. I'm going to do it, get it done. But at the same time, you haven't built up any momentum or made a plan on how you're going to actually get this thing done. I could have chose to go back to working on my goal as soon as I got back home from Mississippi. But honestly, I'm building up momentum. You know, if I had started now, it wasn't going to get done. I know this because I know me. So I say all of that to say this, you know, set a date in the future, okay? A week from now, a month from now, and make it a date that you want to start on, okay? Call it your start date, all right? Are you following me, okay? I know I may be speaking fast, but create a start date. A week from now, a month from now, however far along feels right for you, okay? Write it down. Mark it on your calendar, okay? Get excited about the date. Pump yourself up, okay? And in the meantime, or should I say in the in-between time, write out a plan, step by step, of how you can get it done, okay? Write it out, step by step. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, all right? But by delaying your start date, or when you're going to start, okay? You are building momentum and increasing your focus and energy for this particular goal. Another thing that's so simple that we forget to do is keep the goal at the front of our minds. Like I said earlier, okay? It's in our eyesight is what I mean. So put whatever you're working towards, okay? Whatever you're trying to achieve, put it on your wall at home, at work, in your car, on your refrigerator, wherever you go on a daily basis, place it there, okay? I like to call this big reminders, okay? When you put pictures on your walls and words, whatever helps keep your mind on the prize, all right? Keep your mind on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. And then hold yourself accountable. For the people in the back, you got to hold yourself accountable for your goals and what you're trying to achieve. You know, make it a challenge if you have to. It would be even better if you had someone to hold you accountable for the things that you're trying to achieve. Someone who stays on your ass, okay, and checks on your progress. If you're able to have that person in your life, kudos to you. But if not, okay, make that commitment to yourself to show progress updates, all right? You can show these updates on your social media, you know, if that's something you feel comfortable doing. But those daily reminders, again, are to help you stay inspired and to think about it every day, every day, every day. So do one small thing every day to further your goal. That's still progress, okay? Even if it's for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, it is still progress. So maybe the goal is changing your habits of eating, your eating habits, all right? You want to be a little bit more healthier. So every day, what you can do is implement vegetables into your meals. And you do this consistently every single day. You can switch it up. Maybe one day you want green beans. Maybe one day you want sweet potatoes. I don't know, squash, you know, artichokes, whatever. Okay? But eventually, you'll add and you will remove certain foods, all right, from your diet, from your meals, and your goal will come true. So don't knock the little progress. It's still progress, okay? And like I said earlier, you know, find a support group. It's not always the immediate people around us, but a group of people online, all right? A group of people online, just like you, trying to make things happen. People who pass no judgment and offer the support that you need and deserve. What I'm learning is that motivation comes and it goes. And it comes and it goes. And it comes and it goes. And it comes back and it leaves again, like an absent parent. Just when it leaves, know that it doesn't have to be permanent. In the meantime, in the in-between time, restore your energy, replenish your mind, and wait for that motivation to come back. Just don't give up on it, okay? It's a journey. Those plateaus that I talked about in the beginning of this episode, you know, they're just hurdles to climb. You can't give up every time things get hard. That's what makes you stronger, okay? Ride it out and keep pushing forward and you'll get there. Just remember to start small. I think we have in this mindset with the way things go in this world today that everything got to be so big or it won't get noticed. You know, as long as you're noticing it, it's all good. All right? So just start small. Baby steps. And remember to replace any negative thoughts with positive ones, because there's an opposite to everything. So for every negative thought you have, I can't do this, change it to I got this, okay? Remember that. There's balance. And in every balance, there's an opposite. These are simple things. The simplicity of these things, I swear to you, that we forget. We forget about it. So today, this Friday, I hope that I have reminded you of something, all right? Anything to help you keep moving by relearning what you already know and adding and subtracting from what you already know how to do. Staying open-minded. Letting go of old habits and ways of doing things so that you can create new habits and new perspectives and allow new information to flow to and through you. Step out of your current way of thinking and be open to new things. That's how you get inspired again. That's how you find motivation again. That's how you build momentum. So when things get complicated, remember to go back to the basics. I thank you for listening to this podcast episode today. May you go visit my Etsy shop, okay? I created my Unlock the Magic Oracle card deck for you all and everybody, you know, listening. Share it with a family member or friend to help you remember the magic in every day. It's a blessing every day to wake up and see the sun shining. And even if the sun ain't shining, the birds are chirping and you still alive and breathing, baby. So on this Friday, I want you to have a blessed Friday. I want you to go out and feel inspired by new things, all right? It's okay to change why you need to do something, to change your why. It's okay to do that if that's going to get you back motivated towards your goals and your dreams. So feel inspired today. Go out, you know? We're just a couple of days away from it being spring. And I see some beautiful flowers blooming as I am outside at this moment. So go out and enjoy yourself. Be present and find motivation in your surroundings, in nature. Remember to like this episode. If you feel inspired to support me, then go right ahead. I'd appreciate it. I thank you for listening to this podcast. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Little Miss Know-It-All is out. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, excuse me, can't get my words right, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.